Après, ça me peut payer dans le desert and carry today's date is 03-17-2025. Dictation is 4. Miss Monica Casas, Casas spelled C-A-S-A-S, Monica spelled, correction, Maria spelled M-A-R-I-A, date of birth is 11-24-1966. This is a 58-year-old female, there with pain at multiple sites, period. Next paragraph, patient says she was involved in a motor vehicle accident on Friday, 3 days ago. Where she said she was rear-ended by another vehicle at questionable speed. She said a car airbag was deployed and her car was total. Patient stated that she was seen at a local emergency department where she had a CT scan of her neck and brain, x-rays of her upper and lower extremities, and stated that she was advised that these studies were normal. Said she was sent home with no medication, period. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 9/10, increased motion and touch. Patient denies any new trauma, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports bilateral upper extremity pain. She reports bilateral lower extremity pain, including calf pain. Patient reports bilateral flank pain. Next line, she reports suprapubic pain. Next line. She reports abdominal pain. She reports chest wall pain and hand pain, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. A patient is alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99%. Primary blood pressure is 122/78. Pulse 73. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Upper extremities. Full range of motion with moderate discomfort. She has diffuse tenderness to palpation in bilateral forearm, bilateral arm. Anyway, there's no edema, no erythema, no deformities, period. Next paragraph, lower extremities. Full range of motion with moderate discomfort on flexion of her knee, flexion of her hip, external rotation of her hip, external rotation, internal rotation of her hip. Flexion and extension of her knee produce moderate discomfort and pain. Flexion, extension of her ankle produce moderate pain diffusely in her ankle, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft. She has tenderness in the suprapubic area. She has bilateral CVA tenderness to palpation. No rigidity of her abdomen, no rebound, no guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, correction. Eyes, pearl, EOM, full range of motion. No tenderness in her orbit or lids. Next paragraph. Scalp, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. As mild edema on her left forehead. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3. Cranial nerves, 210 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is bilateral upper extremity pain. Assessment number two is abdominal pain. Assessment number three is neck pain. Number four is headache. Number five is bilateral flank pain. Next assessment, myalgia. Next assessment, lower extremity pain and swelling, period. Next paragraph, patients had the following tests done in the clinic today. Ultrasound to assess her kidneys, assess her liver, to to assess her circulation. Study was unremarkable, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Robaxin, 750 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 30 days, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was given time off from work for the next 7 days. End of the petition.